My hand moves with a mind of its own, slowly slipping into the waistband of my pants, palm tracing the smooth contours of my lower abs as it travels toward its destination. My cock feels ready to burst as my fingers close around the meaty shaft, pulsating in tandem with my heartbeat, as if fighting to escape the prison of my underwear. I'm leaking. Slick pre-cum, already beating up at the head, soaking into the fabric and creating dots of moisture visible on the outside of my pants. I gently trace my thumb in a circular motion across the tip, working my way lower and massaging the natural lubricant into the shaft. The friction is still a bit rough, but my raging hard-on doesn't care as I begin to pleasure myself. The powerful sensation sends a chill through my body as images of lust begin to materialize in my mind's eye. The two of us are out on the balcony, crisp wind running through our hair and caressing our skin. Tristan holds me in his arms, the same way I briefly considered earlier. It seemed like such a silly thought then, but here in this fantasy, it feels so rational and natural. His strong, athletic arms cradle my fragile frame, holding me tight against his bare chest. I wrap my slender arms around his neck, resting my head against his shoulder. I can feel his pulse. We are so close. He stands still as we look out at the sprawling landscape below. The city and the countryside beyond are so beautiful, but my mind stays completely focused on the man holding me tightly. I can smell him, a faint, musky, almost earthy scent wafting into my lungs. It blocks out all else, commanding control of my thoughts. It's so hard to focus. It's like he's all around me, encasing me in the raw, primal power of his body. I feel like a caterpillar in a cocoon, perfectly content to stay here warm and snug forever. A slight convulsion in my dick causes me to return to reality. I let up the pressure on my cock and breathe heavily, trying to calm myself down and avoid coming too soon. God, I want this so bad. I could sit here for hours thinking these strange, lustful thoughts. It feels so good. Is it wrong of me to admire his power like this? Surely, this is what a princess would dream about, not a prince. How am I supposed to protect Lyra when it is I who wants to be cradled and loved? Fuck! What's wrong with me? All I want is to feel her brother's strength bearing down on me, swaddling me in his affection. I feel ashamed. But the building euphoria in my dick quickly pushes such thoughts aside. I want more of this. I want to think about him more. I close my eyes, entering into a new fantasy. I can see it. I'm back in the room with Tristan, helping him remove his boots. Everything is as it was earlier today. This time, though, I rewrite the memory. What do I wish would have happened? Our eyes meet again as I kneel before him, exposed calf in my hand, bare foot resting on my thigh. He is again leaning back on those tight arms, that same cocky smirk on his face. I feel the rush of adrenaline, but this time I don't panic. I break with his gaze and carefully remove his other boot, admiring the prize within. I slowly slide my hands along his elegant calves, savoring the sensation of his warm skin against my own. Lightly hairy, distinctly masculine but lean and streamlined. I can feel the sinews under his skin contract against my fingertips as he slightly adjusts his position. I can't help but marvel at his natural strength and athleticism.
Looks like you're enjoying yourself,
he teases as he eyes my obvious erection. I look back up into his eyes. This time I have the courage to speak. Incredible. You're incredible. His cocky smirk softens into something gentle and kind.
Come, sit next to me.
Fuck. I snap back to reality as a sharp pang of ecstasy radiates from my cock and up my spine. That was close. Almost made myself come. God. How can this feel so good?